Kane, how are you, mate?
Roy, Bix, good to be here. We're pretty ordinary on the weekend, so I would have rather come in after a good win, but not the case. It's the way footy goes.
They used to trot you out with your damn eye when they lost. It got a bit monotonous there in 2012, didn't
it? Yeah, I was the poster boy for the tough loss. Hataf Rashid was our media manager then, and she used to put me up and put me in some tough spots, so I'm well prepared for today.
Well, you got a week to go to change that, mate. Mm. Can you do it?
Yeah, we can. It's just, I don't know exactly what's happened, but clearly not playing the way that we need to. And, you know, when you're in a bit of a rut and a bit of a slump and guys are out of form, it feels like it takes forever to try and change that. But, well, I mean, all you can do is to go back to what we fundamentally do well and do that at training. And I know the boys are really determined to do that.
Ken English said exactly the same. I don't know what's happened. We had Jonah on. I don't know what's happened. Yesterday, who do we have on?
Jackson
Trengove. I don't know what's happened. As you've just said, I don't know what's happened. Port fans won't want to hear that.
No, they won't. And listening, just driving in, and I think Bix was sort of pretty balanced about it, that after five games, there's no doubt we would have taken 3-2. So haven't been playing really poorly for a long period of time. But I think we feel across the whole season, whilst we were 3-2, we haven't absolutely played the way that we, you know, did last year. And I hate referring back to last year, but we haven't quite nailed the way we want to play now. That needs to happen quickly.
I'm just going to say, you might have had that where you crash on with the last couple of days. You've been blamed from everything from the side not winning to being selfish. How have you handled all that a week before playing your last game?
Yeah, I think it's probably been a little bit of, you know, what I've dealt with throughout a lot of my career, and it's really hard to please everyone. Now, I understand that the decision is not run-of-the-mill. Like, not too many players have come out and done what I've done. So with that creates debate, and, you know, shows like yours and other media outlets thrive on debate. But I've got to say that 95% of the people have been really positive about it. The Port supporters have really got behind me, and, you know, messages on Facebook and Twitter and all over the place. So thanks to everyone that's been really positive. Apart from that, you know, I'm really comfortable with the decision, as is the club. So I guess that's all that really matters.
And I guess, like you said, your situation hasn't really come up before, so it does challenge the norm, and whenever you get challenge of the norm, there is a bit of pushback. What about the work rate debate? That, you know, like Ken Hinckley saying you're not working hard enough, Tom Jonas today mentioned it. That seems, hard to comprehend, particularly, you know, you'd take that as a slight because you'd be one of the hardest working players in the competition. Why is that?
Yeah, well, we're not, and it's reflective of, you know, you can measure everything now, and it is reflective of, you know, output GPS-wise and running numbers and those sorts of things. There's no doubt they've been down, which is unexcusable, really. And whether it's, you know, we've spoken about whether our reaction time isn't quick enough to switch from offence to defence, so whether we've been too attacking and looking for, you know, an easy ball out wide or looking to get on the end of a running goal when, you know, fundamentally we've built our game around defence and we're, you know, probably thinking offence rather than defence first. So that's a mindset thing, and that needs to switch, and we need to defend before we attack.
How much of it is teams have worked you out or closed you down?
Well, there's probably a little bit of that, isn't there, Roy? But we probably expected that, and we probably trained for that all summer. I mean, you hear whispers of what other sides are doing during pre-season, and a lot of it was, well, we're going to try and, you know, train as hard as Port and get our fitness to the level that we can match Port. So we've been prepared for that. We're well aware of it. In AFL footy, there's really no secrets. You know, the spies and scouts, and everyone knows how everyone's playing. It's just who does it better, and at the moment, we're not executing.
Is it an overreaction? We opened the show with that. We've had all these people from the couch to 360 to Talking Footy Classified. They've absolutely kicked you in the guts.
No, yeah, probably rightly so. I don't think it's an overreaction. I think the reaction is justified, and, you know, we deserve to be put under the microscope and the blowtorch, and we need that criticism, and it's probably a position that we haven't been in for 2.5 years. I think a lot of our supporters have been proud about the way we've played, win or lose. At the moment, they're not proud of us, and we're certainly not proud of what we've put out. So we need to get back to trusting each other on the field and putting out effort that our supporters can be proud of.
I think everyone's had their say on what it is that's going wrong. Everything's been blamed by global warming, I reckon. But the midfield coaching role, so Michael Voss is on the back page of the paper today saying the heat's been turned up on him. The only people that really know, I guess, you know, there's some people suggested that Phil Walsh going are the people that are in there and the coaches themselves. Has the structure of the coaching group changed? Has Josh Carr's role changed, and what is Michael Voss responsible for?
No, pretty similar roles, really. I mean, Vossy was the direct replacement for Walshy, and to defend him, what he's done, and he's so well respected amongst the boys, and when he talks, we all listen, and couldn't speak highly enough of what he's brought to our club. Now, unfortunately for him, when the midfield is performing like it is, he's the first one that people will go to, and that's just the way the industry works. But in terms of the way him and Kari work, very similar, although Kari stepped up a little bit. Like, he's in his development and his coaching career, there's no doubt he's taking on more responsibility, and we can really see that he's working hard at trying to make a great career out of being a coach. So he's stepped up a lot, which we've welcomed and we've asked him to do. So I think the dynamic's good. Obviously they still haven't worked together for a long period of time, and they're still working that through, but the onus is on the players, and we just haven't been performing in there, and probably the number one reason why we've let the side down.
Are the two of them as technically as sound as Phil? I mean, you've said it, a game day genius, sees it as good as anyone.
Yeah, that, well...
are you as technically as good today last year?
Yeah, well, it's hard to measure, isn't it, Roy? I mean, each coach brings different strengths and weaknesses. Now Phil's strength was that but between Ken, Vossi and Kari, I don't think we're lacking in that area at all. And Vossi,
but it just needs to be said. Voss, that's why
yeah, exactly yeah. right. And Vossi's brought other strengths of his, the ability to motivate the players and the leadership that he brings to our group. So let's not blame that. That would be an easy out.
We'll take a break shortly. 8223 0000. We're going to give away Port Richmond tickets, and you've got a pair of Adidas signed Kane Corns boots to give away.
How are we giving those away?
Maybe to the best caller. We may just give it away. We're going to do that on the fly, but I've seen the shiny blue pair over there, Kane. Who wouldn't want a pair of them? So 8223 0000, Kane Corns in the studio. Port fans, ask him directly what you want to ask him, and that'll be great. Unfamiliar territory for Ken. How's he holding up?
He's taking it pretty hard, I won't lie about that, but he's determined to find an answer, and he will do that. And the group is so confident in him. We feel like we're letting him down at the moment, and that's the last thing you want to do for a bloke that you love and respect, is to let him down on game day. So as I said, we need to start that on the training track, and it's easy to talk for me to sit here and for us to sit in meetings and talk about it. The only thing that matters is what we produce on Sunday.
What about the review? We're led to believe you had a bit of a chat on Sunday night after the game. Was it pretty searching?
Yeah, it's not uncommon for us. In fact, most away trips, we review the game back at the hotel and try and do it while it's fresh in the minds, and then we'll follow up a couple of days later like we did today. But yeah, there was a bit of sting in this one. Players... owned up and told each other what we think is letting each other down, team-wise and also individually, and we need to challenge each other, and we won't shy away from doing that.
How does that look like? Just to explain, not the intricacies of it, so does a player stand up in the room and say, you know what, I've seen that bit of footage, I was lazy, I should have broken from that stoppage and tackle. Explain how that looks in a meeting.
I think it's easy for an individual to do it and stand it up and admit a mistake, but it's harder for a teammate to challenge him. So, it might be, and this is just off the cuff, Roey, you keep going to ground. It's killing us. Like, keep your feet, you're letting us down. It might be something like that. Mm. And I think it just, you know what it's like. It just means a bit more coming from a teammate rather than coming from a coach.
Hey, Kane, just you're approaching your last game of football in the AFL. Is it easier or harder to walk away when the team is struggling?
Harder. Yeah, I thought about that today. I just want to see these guys do so well. They deserve to do. I've seen what they've put in on the track and the sacrifices they've made. So I want to see them do well. I wish I was leaving when we were, 7-0, rather than where we are now. But I leave really confident that the boys can turn it around.
Robbo on AFL 360 asked you a great question, and you didn't see it coming. Would have you walked away if you had have already not won a premiership? And I thought it was a ripping question.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Have you thought about that anymore?
On reflection, I would make the same decision.
Okay.
Probably that I'm not, 100% confident that I can see out the season and give the boys what I need to give them. And, would I let them down on grand final day? I hope I wouldn't.
You wouldn't. That's a ridiculous thing
to say. But it's just a feeling that you get, Rowie. And for me to sit here now, I'm so comfortable with the decision, as is the club, and just really thankful for, you know, 300 games and 15 years at footy club. So many people have helped me get to where I am.
1-9-30-95 Kane, I hope you give Gary Lyon both barrels on the footy show on Thursday. Are you on the show Thursday?
Yeah. Have you got the grab of what he said, Lee? I think. Let's have a listen to what Gary Lyon had to say about me last night. I'll just do your job, Rowie.
Oh, well, that's okay.
And I'm worried about the situation with Kane Corns. And, you know, you make that decision, fair enough. He played on the weekend against Brisbane. And he's going to play next week, then he's going to retire. I mean, did they think they're going well enough they're going to roll over the top of Brisbane and they could flirt around with this? And they've been the darlings of the media.
Yep.
And fair enough, too, because they've semi-final, prelim final. But if they want to be ruthless and absolutely take the emotion out of footy, win at all costs, Kane Corns wouldn't have played. I mean, you go up there now carrying a bloke you know is not going to be a part of your future. You know a bloke in his own mind who's given up on the... Well, not given up, but... Stop playing in
maybe
his own
asked
mind.
To give up, Gary.
Yeah, and now he goes up to Brisbane. Did they look at Brisbane and say, "Well, we can carry him through that"? That's the question they've got to ask themselves.
Yeah, strong words from Gary. I think, in my defence, that I had earned my spot to be there. My form had been good enough to get a game. Now I was average on the weekend, and I looked to play much, much better this weekend against Richmond. But to say that the club carried me there, I think, is a ridiculous statement. And also, if I finished on 299, the first criticism that they would have said to the club is, "Why didn't you get Kane Corns to 300?" So I don't think he can win. I don't think he understands the situation completely, but we can talk about that when I'm on the footy show on Thursday night.
The other one, of course, he said, look, he's checked out mentally because he's already played his last game. Every player that announces their retirement...
wants to play.
Yeah, do you think that every player the week before have checked out mentally? Of course you haven't checked out mentally. Wouldn't have thought,
nothing would have happened if you had a one, Kane. Let's go to the callers. Blakeview, Doug.
Yeah, good day, guys. Good day, Kane. Congratulations on your career. It's
thanks,
been
Doug.
A very good, successful career. My question for you, I'm not a Port supporter, I'm a Crows supporter. I used to love watching you match up on Bungie McLeod a few times. But who was the best player you reckon you played on over your career, or maybe the hardest player?
Yeah, the hardest one I always found was Brent Harvey. Now, I'm not sure what it was about him. I think it was probably his footy smarts and just taking me forward and losing me in traffic. He always kicked goals on me and was really hard to stop. So out of all of them, I think I probably had the most trouble with Boomer.
Well done, Doug. We'll keep the callers coming through. Let's go to Westlakes, Paul.
Oh, good day, guys. Firstly, congratulations, Kane. And I am a Port supporter, so you've done a great job for us.
Thanks, Paul.
Over a long, long time. I know the team and the club is much more professional, but I remember many years ago playing in a successful amateur league team, and the following year we all thought it was going to happen, and it wasn't happening, and we're all waiting for other guys in the team to sort of do something. And I don't know, I'm kind of hoping that's not what's happening with us at the moment. Is that sort of something that you feel there, that sort of everyone's sort of waiting for something to happen and it's not happening? Bit of hesitancy?
Well, it's something we've spoken about, Paul. Now, whether, you know, when you're going through the pre-season that we did and you're over in Dubai and training, you know, you think the hardest you've ever trained. You don't think it's the case then. But then when you start the season like we have, I think everything needs to be questioned now. I think that's pretty much been kicked out of us now. We realise we're just an ordinary side at the moment. So maybe a touch, but I think you've got to question everything. But it's impossible to probably answer whether that's, you know, 100% the case.
Yeah, thanks for that. Hey, I just got a text I want to read to you, Kane. This one says... Kane, as Porter unable to replace you, will you maintain your fitness in case circumstances arise where you might be available later in the season if needed? That was from Roger.
Yeah, I think I'll definitely maintain my fitness. I don't know how footy fit I'll be, Roger and Bix. So it's pretty tough to step away. You get injured for a couple of weeks, it's hard enough to come back and make an impact, let alone 14 weeks. But if they need me, you never say never.
Mm. Sandy, you'd like to say something to Kane?
Yes, thanks, Mark and Stephen and Kane. I do want to say something to Kane, but before I do, I just want to also say, listening to Gary Lyon's comments, I just want to say, he who throws the first stone.
Good girl. They need
to look at themselves a bit with some of those sort of comments. But congratulations, Kane. If you were my son, I would be very proud and thrilled with what you've achieved and how you've played the game, and you can hold your head up high, and I'm very happy to think you're... being able to fulfil your probably your childhood dream. I've been impressed with you in your choice of your new working life. I congratulate you on that, in as much as that now that you can also not only care for your family, but you're also putting back into the community again. So thank you, Kane, and good luck for Saturday. I hope you have a great game and you enjoy every moment of it.
Thanks, Sandy. Great words. Really appreciate that. Thank
Beautifully
you.
Said. What? Sandy from Littlehampton, you're on the running to win a car.
1-999-1395. Just the text message come through. Multiple Bengals on Main North Road, Elizabeth, just after Yorktown Road. That was from Kat. So thanks very much for that, Kat.
Very slippery out there. Take your time. We don't want any cattles. Let's go to Scott.
Hi, g'day, boys.
We got Kane in here, buddy. Come on, fire up, Scott.
I'm fired up. Firstly, well done to Kane on his career. It's been outstanding.
Thanks, Scott.
The other point, I just thought I might ask you on who do you think is best suited to fill your role as ball-winning midfielder, but also the, I guess, tagger or cooler that can run with the opposition's best player?
Yeah, I got asked that at the press conference, and at the time I was a bit reluctant to name names because I think it puts a little bit of pressure on the boys, but happy to take you through some of the options. I think we saw in a different role probably Carl Amon come on for a quarter and a half of footy on the weekend. I think all Port supporters would be pretty rapt with what they saw from him. Sam Calhoun's a player that I've rated for a long time. He's probably a little bit of a better version than me, if you like. He's got a bit more speed and uses the ball really well, got a penetrating kick. Probably those two won't go the run with role, but they'll run free on the wing and hopefully get a lot of the footy. Andrew Moore's been suspended. He'll come back in and has done the run with role before, and as has Kane Mitchell. So definitely some options there to replace me, which is nice.
Well done, Scott. Daniel, you can have the last question for Kane.
First of all, rain gauge, Rowie.
Oh, over a spoodle,
yep.
Please.
Yep.
Yes.
Good on you, mate.
I'm naught from
second,
three.
Second to that.
Oh, and three.
the question that I'd like to ask Kane is, I feel that there's probably a bit of a selection issue. If you lose bigger-bodied midfielders, you should replace them with bigger-bodied midfielders. For example, Paul Stewart's racking it up in the SANFL. It's unfortunate that Drew Moore got injured, but for someone like Stewie to be racking it up every week, what does the bloke have to do to get a game?
Yeah, well, I don't sit on selection, Scott, but yeah, I think Stewie's last month has been really solid. Now, he hasn't traditionally played on ball centre square, hasn't done a lot of that for us. He's probably been more half forward, half back, a little bit on the wing. So if you're talking probably a direct replacement for Ollie, he's probably not that guy. But, I've been pleased to get some footy into Aaron Young and Brennan Archie, and both of those guys at times have played some really good footy for us, and we see a big future for them. But, yeah, no doubt we're wrapped to get Ollie back this week. He'll make a big difference for us.
Well done, Daniel. We're going to take one more call. But right now, 8223-0055, we've got a double, Port v Richmond. It's this Sunday, Kane's 300, 10 past four, Sunday game. First caller through gets that double, go into the draw for the 5AA locker room. And stay with us because we're going to talk about that pair of your yep. Adidas blue.
And a bit of yellow.
Game day boots. Boom. So get to those tickets. Let's go to Pete.
Kane, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Peter.
Quick question. I guess this is a question that I've wanted to ask, and probably a lot of Port supporters have wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly happened when Matthew Primus was in charge of yourself and your brother? I guess this is a great time to ask because you're going to step away after this week, but I guess we've all heard stories of what's happened, but there's no doubt about it. When Primus was in charge, you were playing SANFL, your brother was on the outer.
Mm.
You've come back three, 4 great years. You won a best and fairest after that. And I guess all the supporters were wondering why you weren't in the team. But no one exactly knows what happened. What happened?
Well, we've only got a couple of minutes. We'll probably
it's
need
three
to
chapters in the book.
Sit down and talk about it over a coffee, Peter. But I am releasing a book later on around Father's Day time. So go through that in depth and how I felt about it, how I dealt with it. Certainly the biggest challenge of my professional career and watching Chad go through it as well was really difficult, but there was a number of factors behind it. Probably, unfortunately, Pete, don't have time to go through that now, but I do sit down with Pembo and go through that in the book, so grab a copy if you want to find out.
Cha-ching. Shirley from Clarence Gardens, you won the double, Port Adelaide v Richmond at Adelaide Oval. We put you in that draw for the 5AA locker room. Big week. You've had your last Monday training. You've had your last Tuesday training. Yeah. You've had your last review. How's it all going to pan out for you? The emotion of it all. And you don't play till Twilight Sunday.
Well, it's the fourth Twilight game in a row, so I'm not sure what's happening with the draw, but we'll leave that for another day. I'm looking forward to playing the game, Rowie. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes with it, media, and, I don't really enjoy the spotlight being on me too much. So just looking forward to getting out there. Unfortunately, it's not till Sunday. Got a few commitments in the lead up to that, but a lot of family and friends coming over. So just looking forward to seeing as many supporters as we can get there so I can say thanks to them for all the support they've given me.
I know Stud's got to fly back early to meet there because he's our state coach. We played WA on the Saturday and he got my flight. He'll be back early. And I think the whole clan, the Corns clan and all and sundry, we're on the Graham Corns deck.
Well, we've
to the hilt.
They probably won't be drinking brewskis though, will they?
No, they won't be having coke. Hey, who do you want to win that magnificent pair of Adidas game day boots?
Well, Bix is saying someone. Alicia's in my ear saying someone else. So we'll go We'll go with Daniel.
Well done. Daniel, you ring back, Bix, mate. We'll give you those. So when did you wear these boots?
Well, I wore them. They're actually Travis. They're my boots. They're Travis Boak's favourite ever boot that he ever wore, that model of boot. I've only worn them a couple of times because they're a bit too flashy for me, but that was in the 2014 season.
So they're fluoro blue with fluoro yellow. They are a bit too.
Don't match my skill level, unfortunately.
Kane, all the best, mate. All the best for this week.
Yeah, thanks, congratulations, mate. It's been a great career. One more to go. Hope you play really well on the team.
You'll have a ripper.
Gets the chocolates for you.